Father, we thank you that you know those who belong to your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have written our names in your book of life. We thank you that death for us is not the end, but we have everlasting life. We have escaped the fires and flames of an eternity in hell because of Jesus Christ, because of our beloved Saviour who loved us and died for us. Father, thank you that you know who we are. Thank you that you have redeemed us by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you in his precious name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackereth. This is the devotion for April the 28th. Now, because of the way that this book works, there are two devotions for April the 28th. So this is 28b. Let us read, "The Lord knoweth them that are his." Spurgeon says, "Let us read a passage in the book of Revelation which will keep us in mind of the 12 tribes whose story has occupied us so long." Revelation 7, verses 1 to 10. Verse 1. "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree." Spurgeon says, "The most volatile powers of nature are under God's control, and though they are also the most powerful and destructive, yet his angelic messengers have them as thoroughly under control as though they were horses restrained by bit and bridle. God has many servants, and therefore no quarter of the universe shall suffer because there are no agents to protect it. Go where we may, the sacred bodyguard shall attend us." Verse 2. "And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Spurgeon says, "Not a ripple ruffled the waters, not a leaf stirred on the trees, till leave was given to the winds to blow. Evils are impotent till the Lord lets them loose. No child of God need fear the terrible years to come, for until the Lord's Noahs are safely housed, no destruction can come." Verse 4. "And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel." Spurgeon says, "A large number to indicate a great multitude, a certain and complete number to represent a company known to God and fixed by his decree." Verse 5. "Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon says, "The royal tribe takes its part, elsewhere its royalty wretched preferment." Scripture continues, "Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon says, "Unstable, but yet preserved. It is not our faithfulness to God, but his faithfulness to us which saves us." Scripture continues, "Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon comments, "Overcome by troops of trials, they overcome at the last." Verse 6, "Of the tribe of Asser were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon says, "He dipped his foot in oil, having a rich anointing here and glory hereafter." Scripture continues, "Of the tribe of Nephtalim were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon says, "He gave goodly words and now enjoys a goodly heritage." Scripture continues, "Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon comments, "He received a double portion on earth and yet has his lot in heaven." Verse 7. "Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon comments, "Cursed by their father for their sin, yet the tribe yielded an elect remnant." Scripture continues, "Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000, Spurgeon says, "now in very deed made priests unto God." Scripture continues, "Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000, Spurgeon says, "too fond of ease, yet redeemed." Verse 8, "Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000, Spurgeon says, "the sea-dwelling people thank God for converted sailors." Scripture continues, "Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon says, "archers shot at him, but his full number is saved." Scripture says, "Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. Spurgeon says, "last and least in Israel, yet not forgotten by electing love. These make up the Jewish believers, and the elect among the Gentiles are mentioned next. Verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Spurgeon says, in this heavenly song we join with heart and voice, all glory be to Jesus our Lord. Happy were John's ears to hear the eternal harmonies. We listen not to them as yet, but even now we send up our joy notes to swell their volume. The hymn is, for thee, O dear country, mine eyes their vigils keep. For very love, beholding thy happy name, they weep. The mention of thy glory is unction to the breast, and medicine in sickness, and love, and life, and rest. O one, O only mansion, O paradise of joy, where tears are ever banished, and smiles have no alloy. The Lamb is all thy splendour, the crucified thy praise, his Lord and benediction, thy ransomed people raise. Amen.